الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We hope we had a nice iftar, and we ask Allah the Almighty to grant all our acts of devotions and a fitting acceptance and endorsement. Today is the 25th day of the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow is going to be 26th, and it's going to be the last day of the tafsir. Tomorrow, Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala, we are reaching closing tomorrow for English. But for Hausa, we'll continue until Friday, when we're going to reach the terminal point. We ask Allah the Almighty to accept all things we have done and overlook and forgive our mistakes and missteps. Let's have the questions if we have some. Speaker. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah save the shaykh from the dismal of hellfire.
From all of us, inshallah ta'ala.
What is the Islamic view on the issue of birthday celebration?
Birthday celebration. Birthday. We see some people organizing themselves in some halls, organizing celebrations and festivities to mark somebody's birthday. He's now 20, he's 10, 50, 70, whatever. So they organize a get-together for his birthday. You see, whatever you do, if it has origin in the deen of Islam with the intention of driving endless pleasure, it can be an act of ibadah. But if something has origin in other people's culture, part of their deen, you as a Muslim are not allowed to imitate and copy them. The Quran says in chapter number 3, verse number 28, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا أَنْ تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ فُقَاهُ وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Let not believers take unbelievers as friends, copying them, imitating them. Birthday, the way it is done, is an alien encroaching culture to our own culture. Mark you, alien encroaching, if you like it, intruding. Alien encroaching, intruding. And what is important in happy birthday? So what happy? We as Muslims, the older you grow, the closer you are to the grave. So what is happening there about it? You try to look at your mistakes, you correct before the death comes and takes you away. Now you're happy, you have reached, so what, you've reached it. What have you done for Allah to be happy with you? You see some celebrating it with fanfare. Some, they do it with things to disobey Allah. Drinking, dancing, and what have you. So what are you happy about? How old you are? What have you done in pleasing Allah Almighty? How many people that are hungry have you fed? Those that are naked, have you clothed? People homeless, how many have you sheltered? If you do any, do you have iman? Because doing something that can be rewardable is only rewardable if there is iman that characterizes it. Without iman, it becomes just waste of time. ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. In chapter number 20, those who act righteously with iman. So I am saying, happy birthday to the Jew. He's Judeo-Christian. It's not Islamic. You imitate them, you will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. Because al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Man is the one he loves. We as Muslims have our own way to thank Allah the Almighty. If you give birth to a babe today at the time he reaches 7 days old, you slaughter an Iran. Aqiqah. Give him a good name. Train him. Give him Quran. And allow him to go to any school where he can learn anything more than. But don't forget, don't take him where they will ask him to close the eyes and pray in the name of the Father, blah, blah. No, don't do that. Because it is Allah's trust in you. أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Hope that answers that question. Let's go forward. Any food prepared for the celebration should be avoided. I'm not saying it's haram, I'm not. But I'm telling you, since it is based on imitating a different culture, anything connected to it should also be avoided. Period. Unless if you have any compelling necessity. Next question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Allah save me from any evil.
Ameen.
This one is asking. Is a good Muslim allowed to use the picture of human beings as a screensaver on his answers for pumped up entering mosque?
The issue of picture and picture taking or photographing in Islam, the scholars have looked at it critically and they just made what we call analogical deduction. That if somebody goes and make a carving sculptor, he draws the picture of a person after carving with a shadow cast, that is automatically haram, arguably haram. That is number one. Number two, drawing a picture, painting, you look at somebody, you draw him, that equally is haram. Now, the modern day photographing is a camera that is zoomed to aim at a target. You are that very person, it's not a drawing, no carving. So the ulama are making analogical deduction that it is also a picture. You look at it the way you look at the previous two instances we're talking about. But some are saying, no, this is the actual human being captured through a device of modern science and technological breakthrough. That is number one. Number two, a lot of scholars that are not dead, you will see their videos through the camera, like Ali Jaber in the olden days during Taraweeh. You'll see him reading prayer. He's in the grave right now. So they are of the view that one cannot be as the two instances given. Get me well? But I am saying if you take this picture because of necessity, get an album. Keep it out of the sight of people, otherwise angels will not enter the house. And at times in a hospital like this, you need to go and take your picture for medical purposes, correct? Similarly, going for Hajj, you need your picture as well, as well photograph, for documentation purposes. There are some compelling reasons according to modern realities, but you should know, if it is a drawing, painting, or carving, or whatever, that is haram without any negotiation. Get it well. May Allah preserve us. But concerning your system, screen saver with picture, well, I think that one is close. If it is close, it's okay. or your hand said you have it there. It's a fitna. Some will have the picture of a lady. She's my mother, my wife, and she's his girlfriend. What? His fiancée. Mr. Fiance for fiancée. I mean, you're playing with your akhirah, my brother. But concerning your children, that's quite easy. If you come to the masjid, block it. Don't allow it seen. But preferably, avoid it completely. May Allah preserve our iman and our attitude and guide our behavior. Any other one? Let's go to the subsequent ayah.
Wa alaykum
as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Yeah, due to your network, you couldn't ask the question yesterday. Yes, go on, Abdul Salam. So. Allahu Akbar. Brother Abdul Salam from New York City, United Nations, is asking this question that his son asked me a question. He couldn't answer. He asked his wife. The boy asked him that, Daddy or father, if an imam is leading a prayer and the imam begins reading the surah, but later the imam was forced to exit the prayer because of a darura, somebody takes over, correct? So the man taking over, where is he going to start? Starting the surah afresh or building up from other imam Islam? Son. Do you get the question? Clear? Brother Absalam, can you hear me? Right. If an imam leading a prayer, something abruptly comes and makes him to exit the prayer, to go out, now the man behind him who will take over is supposed to build from where the imam stopped. You don't say, well, it's going to be something afresh. No, already something has been built. Allah recognizes it. And the imam is going because of a legitimate necessity. He is not going out because of he's just for sport. No. Isn't that the reason? Well, that is up to him. We have something built up. We're going to put on that so that the prayer is completed. How is this clear? Now. After reading Fatiha, let's assume the imam already read two verses in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Preferably let him just read it because it's now at the beginning. It's at the beginning. If he decides, he can just continue with that verse. Not, it's not a problematic. But in this situation, let him begin from the beginning because it is at early stage of the surah. Either way, there's not any problem, my brother. I think you heard me saying we're going to put the stuff to the tafsir tomorrow, Wednesday. It's going to be the terminal end. Dr. Musa, can you hear me from Wisconsin? Can you hear me? But they didn't join. Okay, Brother Abdul Salam, keep the congregation informed that tomorrow is going to be the end of this year's tafsir. We ask Allah to benefit us from what we have learned and did in this important and blessed month. Jazakumullah khair. So, next ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
That Musa talking? Usman, okay, what's the clarification? Yes. If the Imam already read the first ruku, he read Fatiha completely to the end of it. Is that your question? That's good. Oh, that's good. I did say, if the Imam taking over has read only two verses and he exits the prayer, he goes out because of a necessity. Somebody come into the masjid, he just joins following the new imam, regardless of whether he has achieved the first rak'ah, reading the Fatiha or not. What is important now, the new imam is in control. You join him. Joining him makes your own prayer or rak'ah accepted, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I said he can start afresh because of the simple reason he is beginning afresh. Or he takes over from where the previous time has stopped. So somebody coming has no problem as long as he meets in any given situation. At ruku, he follows him. Before rising from ruku, you have achieved that unit. Because achieving a rak'ah or unit starts before the imam rises from ruku posture. If he rises already, he rose up, then you have missed that rak'ah. I hope the clarification is clear and understood. Yeah. Okay, he read nothing. Well, it depends on how he looks at the reciting a surah, because according to our scholars, reading a surah is sunnah. If you leave, it's gonna just do your remedial sujood. Yeah. You cannot just skip surah like this. You have to read it because it's sunnah to read it. Skipping it will ask you to do remedial sujood, sujood sahw. Period. If he has started the sunnah, it's okay. I said you just drew up where he left. I said it. Of course, because if it were to be the previous imam, just make a ruku, correct? Yeah. Allah ybarik fikum. Hayyak Allah. Ayyakumkum. So, fadl.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون.
كيف وصل آية 31؟ Is it صوت المؤمنون؟ صوت المؤمنون is آية number 31, my brother. ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرن آخرين.
ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين.
Allah the Almighty says in this ayah number 31, chapter number 22, ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين. After destroying the transgressive nations who rebel against Allah, then Allah says ثم أنشأنا. Then we established. We brought into existence. Min ba'dihim, after them. Who are those them? The kafirun, قوما آخرين other generation or another nation we establish. فأرسلنا
فيهم رسولا منهم أن اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون.
الله تبارك وتعالى says فأرسلنا فيهم رسولا منهم أن اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. We sent amongst them messengers or a messenger. Minhum, amongst them. You see, usually when Allah was sending messengers, He used to pick somebody from amongst the generation, the ethnic grouping, so that He is not to them a stranger. It's the hikmah of da'wah. Even people, if you want to tell something to get it, tell us in our language of Hausa, for example, because we feel more comfortable with our mother tongue, correct? So Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ. We sent a messenger amongst them, minhum, from amongst them. Fihim, in their midst, from amongst them. أَنِ إِبُدُ اللَّهِ, telling them, worship Allah. That is the message. أَنِ إِبُدُ اللَّهِ, telling them that worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. You don't have any deity worthy of worship غيره apart from Him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Why won't you be cautious? Why can't you be God conscious? That is تَتَّقُونَ from التَّقْوَى. نعم. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ
مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ.
وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ, that's correct. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَبُوا آيَاتِنَا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Then الْمَلَأُ, الْمَلَأُ in Arabic means what? الْمَلَأُ, they are the dignitaries. They are the important people, the VIPs, who have high SES. You know SES? Social economic status. They rank higher in the society. They are the mala'u. So Allah says, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, dignitaries amongst His people who disbelieve and deny the meeting of Al-Akhirah, that they don't believe hereafter is going to be a reality. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ, and we give them luxuries in this life. We give them, have indulgence in luxury. That is أَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ. They have almost everything handy. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in the life of this world, they say مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. This is but a man like you. يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُ مِنْ. He eats from what you eat. He also drinks from what you drink. So they were trying to localize the whole thing. Why do you believe in a man like you? He eats the way you eat. He drinks the way you drink. Why do you believe him? So we are looking at prophets in these reality with sarcastic tongues. Allah says what?
وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ.
وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. If you obey a human being like you, then you are losers. Okay? خَاسِرُونَ, losers. That you are not going to risk anything. How will you, a man like you, will you just obey him, claim to be prophet? Then you are just losers. Next ayah.
أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتُّمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ.
is he promising you? This man, is he promising that أنكم إذا متتم وكنتم ترابا وإظاما أنكم مخرجون. He promises you after you might have died, and you become dust and broken, dismembered bones, that أنكم مخرج. You are going to go back to life. We denied you. Then they said what?
هيهات هيهات لما توعدون.
Next ayah.
إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما نحن بمبعوثين.
هيهات هيهات لما توعدون. What is هيهات? That is all far-fetched. Far-fetched. Far from being the truth. And they repeat, far from being the truth. What he promises you is a lie. Hayata, hayata. The Ottoman says it. So hayata. If you hear hayata, hayata, it means what? Forget about it. It's not going to become a false. Will you give me your cell phone and say hayata, hayata? Pack your property in the beginning of. He's not going to give you. So they are saying, hayata, hayata. It's not possible, abadan, never and never, what he promises is going to be. Inya illa hayatuna dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimabu'uthin. It is nothing but our life of this world. We die and live. We are not going to be resurrected. They were denying resurrection. And we as Muslims believe after death there is going to be what? Resurrection. The dead body is going to be resurrected. But the unbelievers were denying this reality. In huwa?
In huwa illa rajulun iftara ala Allahi kadibahu wa ma nahnu lahu bimu'minin.
إن هو إلا رجل افترى على الله كذبا وما نحن له بمؤمنين. He is nothing but a man. This one is just a man. افترى على الله كذبا. Who makes of lies against Allah. Who concocts lies against Allah. أعوذ بالله. Telling the prophet they are liars. But they did it. The kafiru. That he is just a man lying against Allah. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَهُ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have no faith in him. We are not going to believe in him. Naam.
قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ.
قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبِينَ. بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ. The prophet said, Oh Allah, help me. Because they have denied, belied, and rejected me. Next ayah.
قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ لَيُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ.
قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ لَيُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ. Allah said, no, very soon they shall regret. Very soon they shall regret and end up biting their finger. Way to cut. It is too late to cut the head. When the what was saying? It's late to cry when the head is cut off. All right. So the time will come when they will regret. فأخذتهم الصيحة بالحق فجعلناهم غفاء فمن القوم الظالمين. And then ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم.
ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرونا آخرين.
Next.
ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون.
ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرونا آخرين. Then after them we raise other generations. نعم. ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. No nation can come before its time. Yeah. No nation. ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخر. This is a beautiful statement. No nation can come before its time. Now, who live in this time? We. It's our time. Some came before us. Here in Kano City, our forefathers for 500 years, we are not living the way we are living. They didn't have cellular phone. Or this gadget, this Zoom in webinar. They never knew it. Maybe after we might have gone, if the world is still there, other nation will come. They will look at our own just like ONC. Allahu Akbar. So no nation comes before its time. وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. And no nation will be late. When the time to come comes, no nation will come, you know, much, much later after its time. Yes. Yes, Brother Abdul Salam. Next ayah.
ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا تَتْرَى.
نعم.
كلما جَاءَ أُمَّةً رَسُولُهَا كَذَّبُوهُ. فَأَتْبَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثَ.
فَبُعْدًا.
فَبُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
You say you lost me. I mean, is it the connection was broken, Abdul Salam, or what? Precisely where, specifically where? We read the previous. Okay, now you're okay. All right. Then Allah says, "Thumma arsalna rusulana tatara." Then we sent our messengers tatara successively, sequentially, chronologically. After this messenger, the other one came or came. Tatara. They denied, but we kept on sending our messengers. A messenger after the other. That is tatra. But kullama jaa ummatar rasuluha kadhabu. Whenever a messenger came, the nation denied the messenger. Faatba'ana ba'dahum ba'da. So we made them up for one another. We destroy the denies. If the other nation comes, we also destroy it. That is the meaning. أتبعنا بعضهم بعضا وجعلناهم أحاديث. We made them history. Where are at? What about Thamud? People of Shu'aib, أهل مدين. What again? وعادا وثمود وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا فكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا. Chapter number 25. We destroy them. Now you see what those people did to end their destruction is almost done today. With addition. But what is destruction? No, take it easy. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you Muhammad as a source of mercy. Let them do. They have been documented. File off. They're going to see it one day. La ilaha illallah. So don't be deceived. I am doing as I desire and I'm healthy. Mr. Poor Man, Allah cannot be double crossed. Allah is not to be double. You can't eat your cake and have it. They are filed, documented, written. وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك يوم عليك وات حسيبا. So the previous nation were destroyed instantly. The coming of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم became a source of mercy. There is a kind of a reprieve until the final hour comes. All right? So, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثِ. We made them just history. فَبُؤْدًا لِقَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. فَبُؤْدًا, away. Or, woe be unto people who wouldn't believe. Next ayah.
ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ
ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ Then we sent Musa. Musa In English, we say Moses. Prophet Musa was given a book. What is the name of the book given to Musa? Torah. The one given to Isa? Injil. They call it the Gospel. The one given to Dawud? Zabur. The one given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Quran. What was given to Abraham? Suhuf. Suhuf. What are suhuf? The scrolls. Scrolls. These books given were sacred. The sacredness has been invested in them, making them having infallibility. Alright? The most sacred of them is the Quran. It can never be changed. It cannot be interpolated. You can never come across discrepancies in the book of Allah, the Quran. So Allah says, we sent Musa and his brother Prophet Harun, or Aaron, bi ayatina, with our signs, wa sultan mubin, and clear authority, sultan. To whom did we send them? Ila Fir'aun, to Pharaoh, وَمَلَئِهِ and members of his own palace, his nobles. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا but they became arrogant. Who became arrogant? Fir'aun and his mala. Alright? They became intransigent, arrogant, hydra-headed, stone-headed. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَلِينَ They became so high in oppressive people. They were oppressive. Alim. They feel too important to be preached at. Next ayah.
وَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ
فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ أو عَابِدُونَ Ayah number what? Are you with me? Ayah number what? Tell me. Tell me number. I want to see if you're looking at the Quran. Verse number what? Look at your book, brother. Tell me. You understand? Number 47. Chapter what? Chapter 23. Okay. Medina Surah or Meccan Surah? Talk now. Medina Surah? Surah Al-Anbiya? Surah Al-Mu'minun? Check it. Is it Makkiyah or Madaniyah? Just check quickly. How many verses? Quota, how many verses? In how many verses seven qualities of believers are mentioned? 11. Quality number one. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ 6 وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ Get it correct. Okay. Now, which ayah have we now read? فقالوا they said أنؤمن shall we believe how can we believe in two people موسى and هارون مثلنا like us وقومه whereas they are people لنا آذن our servants because the Israelites were under the domination the oppression of the Amalekite that is their name anthropologically speaking and Egypt then they were to lord it over the downtrodden Israelite so how do we believe in just two people like us their people are under our domination that's the illogical logic next ayah
فكذبوهما
so they denied them they belied them they called them liars فكانوا من المهلكين for that they became amongst those destroyed they were destroyed because of that next ayah
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ
We gave Musa al-kitab of the book لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ Perchance they may be guided We gave Musa the scripture Now the scripture is Torah Is the Torah available today? Abdul Salam over there and Musa and Uthman You're with us? We are asking, do we have the actual Torah given to Prophet Musa to be available, intact? You say no, Dr. Musa. Why do you say no? Why do you say no? That's correct. Things happen. They have changed. Now, if a Christian friend comes to you, tells you, Musa, this is the Bible. It contains the Torah that your Quran praises. What are you going to tell him? Beautiful. So, Fantastic. And he tells you, okay, now believe in the part that has been changed. Take it. Those people who are now into comparative religion, some scholars are saying, why do you take your time reading the Bible, the Gospel? You have the Quran. To them, the Quran is more than enough. We say, yeah, correct. But if you live in a community that you have Christian friends, share idea. What's wrong? Read his book. I can tell you, when I was in Port Harcourt some 30 years back, 1988, people, they used to come to my house in Port Harcourt. Jehovah Witnesses. With their Bible, they came to preach to me. I said, you're welcome. And you know what? There was pamphlet. Written by M.K. Abiola, may Allah have mercy on him. The pamphlet I first laid my hand on is called or was called Hit Deep on Islam and Christianity. Oh, that pamphlet helped me a lot because when I read, I said, oh, now I am ready, you can come. We began the debate and they were chased out. Simple question. One of them, as I was traveling from Port Harcourt to Kano, rose up in a bus. He distributed the papers, accept Jesus, Trinity. And she said, since you've given me, you give me. The guy has been watching me from the point of departure. I said, well, since you give me, I'm going to ask you. He said, yeah. He said, what do you mean by Trinity? Yeah, God the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, what does that mean? That is three gods in one. So no, 3 plus 3 and 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1. Correct? What kind of arithmetic? 1 + 1 + 1. 3. They say 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. What kind of mathematics is this? All right? Then I ask, I say, well, was there a time when God was crippled? He said, no. I say, I too say no. But you are saying Jesus Christ, Son of God, constitute part and the parcel of the triune configuration. But Jesus alayhi salam was killed to save you. That means one part of God was killed. So there was a time God was limping. Limping. Correct? And the man looks and says, are you a lawyer? I say, no, I'm not a lawyer. I'm only being logical. If you tell me Trinity, I'm just asking you. This is commonsensical. Answer me. 1, 8, 8, or 8, 7. And the man was getting very too hot. I said, okay, we go talk to him later. Since that later has not yet arrived. 88. So talk now. Don't just keep quiet. To talk is not bad. Don't inhibit discussion. Allah. By the time a discussion is inhibited, it's going to result in intellectual stagnation. And if any people is intellectually stagnated, then it's going to be a sorry state. So I'm appealing to you, our brothers over there. You learn your book well, then you know how you can preach Islam through friendly discussion, not dogmatism. And the Europeans are good people. They are ready to accept the truth, not dogmatism. They need proof. That is why a lot are becoming Muslims. You know what I'm talking about. Here, back in Africa, we have some that are just daft. They refuse the truth because of hatred. But there, somebody, if he cares, he asks you, hey, man, come on, prove to me. So the people are very easy there. Don't play with the opportunity you have over there. Have we reached the time of stopping? Have we? How many minutes? 3? We're finished now. So let's finish the translation of the ayah with us. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ. Did you read it? Mm-hmm. We gave Musa the scripture so that they will be guided. Next ayah. وَجَعَلْنَا
بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَى رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ.
الله أكبر. وَجَعَلْنَا بْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Who is Ibn Maryam? Isa. Is it Ibn Allah? أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. ما اتخذ الله من ولد لم يلد. So Allah says what? وجعلنا ابن مريم وأمه آية وآويناهما إلى ربوة وانقرا إلى ربوة ذات قرار ومئين. We made the son of Mary, Prophet Isa, and his mother an ayah. How? Because Isa was born without any male intervention. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. So the example of Adam, of Isa, is like that of Adam. We created him from the dust. We say be, and he was. So we meet Ibn Maryam and his mother, an ayah. وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا. We sheltered them. إِلَى رَبْوَةٍ. If you say رَبْوَة, any high place, it's called رُبْوَة. رُبْوَة or رَبْوَة. We gave them a shelter on a high ground. ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَئِينٍ. Which are security and strength of water that flows. This tells you Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not son of God. He is son of what? Son of Maryam. How did Maryam give birth to him? How? She just conceived him. She saw a man standing before her. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي حين. To the end of it, she just conceived miraculously. Allahu Akbar. She took him to the town. They said, what is that? يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف. To the end of it. Very wonderful account of it. This is ayah. Ayah. We made Maryam, her son, and herself ayah. وَآوَيْنَهُمَا, we sheltered them إِلَى رَبْوَةٍ, to a high place above the ground, ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ, that has security, وَمَئِينَ, and drinking water, the springs keeps on gushing for them to utilize. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I told you tomorrow is going to the last day for the tafsir. Wait next year if our lives are straight, we're going